Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are HOSA Future Healthcare Professionals Chapter Advisor at Las Cruces High School, Joni Anderson, and former HOSA New Mexico State Officer, Aretha Deng. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. First of all, HOSA, H-O-S-A, I understand was shortened from Health Occupations Students of America, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how long has it been a chapter here in Las Cruces?
We chartered our chapter in 2013. Oñate had previously had a chapter, and when Las Cruces High School started implementing more medical pathway classes, that's when we started the HOSA chapter.
And Aretha, give me a little history about HOSA.
So HOSA was established in 1976 in Texas, and New Mexico was actually one of six of the state chapters that started. But over time, our membership kind of grew and faded, and so we're trying to build up our membership again. But basically, to sum it up, HOSA is a student-led organization for students that are interested in the medical field that want to get a head start. So there are competitive events that they can compete in, ranging from medical terminology to EMT to CPR first aid. And with organizations like HOSA, students can get a firsthand experience and an earlier exposure to the medical field and its information.
And how do the student groups like HOSA, how are they helpful in getting students interested in the medical fields? Mm-hmm. Talk about your experience.
Definitely. So I joined HOSA my freshman year because my friend told me just how fun the organization was. And so I joined, and at that time I was kind of interested in the medical field already, but I didn't have any resources. I had no experience. I didn't know like the preparation that goes into starting a career in the medical field. So I joined the organization and the chapter at Las Cruces High School, and I went to the state conference, and it was just a lot of fun. And I got to see how the state officers interacted and how passionate they were about it, like making a difference in students and inspiring them to be more active in HOSA and organizations like HOSA. So my sophomore year, I actually ran for state office and I ran for vice president. But at that time, there were two vice presidents running, and the state officer advisor was like, no one's running for president, so whoever wins out of the vice president becomes the president. And so as a junior, I was the president, and then after that, I wanted to still be on the state executive council, but I just wanted to take a step back, so I became the vice president. But with HOSA, like I said, there's a lot of competitive events. So if for students that might think, oh, I want to be a nurse, and they try out the medical nursing event with HOSA, and then they figure out they don't like that, but they still want to be involved in the medical field, HOSA allows for that kind of flexibility and allows for students to develop technical skills, and not only technical skills, but also leadership and networking skills. So I think it's really important for students to be exposed to the career fields that they want to go into at an earlier age to see if this is the path that they want to go into. And if not, then they can make up their mind and change earlier on than when they're in medical school for 2 or 3 years.
Well, you're graduating this year, 2017, and have you made a decision what college or university you're going to?
Yes, I'm going to Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona this fall. And it's a coincidence because as a state officer, I've gotten to attend a lot of workshops and I've gotten to actually meet the national officers, which was really, really cool. And funny enough, the current national president for HOSA also goes to ASU in Tempe, Arizona. So like I said about the whole networking skills that you gain, it's what a small world for me to go to the same college as the national HOSA president.
So you'll be able to continue with HOSA and help mentoring other students as well.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the major accomplishments, Joni, that you as an advisor have seen?
I think HOSA is intercurricular, which means we teach HOSA within classes. The biggest accomplishment is, from my personal perspective, is when the kids just grow before your eyes. They develop soft skills. They learn how to speak in front of people. They learn how to present themselves. That, on a personal level, I think means a lot more than just the technical skills that Aretha was mentioning, because those are lifelong skills that they'll use forever. And as far as a chapter goes, our chapter really promotes a lot of healthy lifestyle things. We host a duathlon. We've hosted fun runs. Some of our kids do a big service project where they raise guide dogs for the blind. And the kids are just so involved, and it's amazing to see them grow.
And Aretha, have you become very much involved in this guide dogs for the blind?
Personally, I haven't, but I do have friends that have been involved in the program. For example, my friend Jocelyn, she helped raise and train a dog for about 16 months. And then now I think the dog that she ended up raising graduated.
Right, graduated. The dog's name is Pringle, and she's with a blind handler now.
Right. And I think Jocelyn even got to say a speech at our state conference and place for nationals talking about her experience with this program to help train guide dogs for the blind.
And how does this bring health awareness?
I think that health professionals, as a student, trying to go into the medical field, service is a big thing. College applications, medical school applications, vet school applications look for service, and they want the kids to serve in a health-related field. Unfortunately, our kids are kind of young, and so the health field doesn't allow them to touch patients, human patients, but we certainly can touch animals, and they need the service hours to get into these professional schools, and this is one way that we get them tons of service hours.
What are some of the challenges that you've experienced with HOSA?
Well, with HOSA, specifically for our chapter for Las Cruces High School, and I think a lot of the other chapters here in town, is definitely fundraising and trying to raise money for our internationals conference. So for this summer, we're going to Orlando in towards the end of June to compete for internationals conference, and with airfare and hotel and everything in between, I think we're trying to raise funds for that. And recruitment, we're getting there, definitely for membership, but I think there are a lot of students that are definitely interested in the medical field, but they find the concept of joining a HOSA, an organization that really promotes students to be a leader and be active within an organization, that kind of is daunting to them. But I think membership and fundraising are definitely problems.
How many members do you currently have?
There are 72 on the roster this year.
And these are all Las Cruces High School
students. Cruces High School.
And then within the state of New Mexico, I say we have around 300 to 400 members.
Is the medical field growing in New Mexico?
Yes, actually the healthcare, if you look at the whole healthcare area, it's the highest number of jobs are available in that area, and only second fastest growing to hospitality and tourism. So there's a market for the students to get out there, and if they want to stay local, this is definitely a place for them to go to and have a high-paying, decent job.
This type of knowledge of, you know, the medical education and technology, you talked about fundraising for the trip that's coming up. What else does it take to make this program work?
I think the thing about HOSA, because it is a career technical student organization, a CTSO, and it's like a field oriented. So with the medical field, there are students that are interested in the medical field, and there's such a variety that comes with HOSA. If you're not looking for a specific career to go into for medical field, we have events ranging from leadership and ranging from community service hours and networking. And I think HOSA can appeal to any student that just wants to find a passion and wants to find a drive to make a difference in their community.
Now, these events that you're talking about, these are free to the students then, right? These are not events for fundraising?
No, these are competitive events. So when they participate in state conferences and try to qualify for nationals, state conferences are normally 2 to 3 days long, and students take written tests. They perform all the procedures that occur during, like, EMT and CPR. I think Ms. Anderson
can add
some more.
There's 52 competitive events, and this is why we raise funds to take the kids there. Like Aretha had mentioned earlier, we want to expose them early. The 52 events literally range from public speaking and job seeking skills all the way to pharmacy and dental science and biomedical science, clinical nursing. And so there's everything in between. And once the students try a contest, and it's basically skills, they're judged based on whether or not, for example, they could properly administer a subcutaneous injection. They figure out, like she said, whether or not they really want to go into what they think they want to go into. And it makes them just wiser consumers of the education that's available in high school as well as college.
Are there any misconceptions about going into the medical field?
I think for the medical field, there's definitely also a like humanitarian approach to it, where you are a selfless servant to your patients and to whoever you're serving. Sure, there are technicalities like the blood and, you know, whether you hit the vein when you insert a needle or something. But I think it's definitely a field of compassion, and doctors are highly respected people within society, and because their jobs aren't easy, but they still have a lot of compassion and care for the citizens in their city.
But more than just a doctor or a nurse, there are many other areas in this medical field.
Right. Kids come into my classroom all the time and they're like, I'm going to be a pediatric neurosurgeon. And, you know, quite frankly, there's just not that many of those. And so as we expose them through HOSA and the medical pathway classes, they develop a better sense of what they really want to do, and they get to see the breadth of the healthcare field. If you want to sit at a desk, there's a job for that. If you want to talk to a patient, there's a job for that. If you want to build an engineer, a medical device, there's a job for that. And so our goal is to expose them to all those healthcare fields.
All of these things do cost money, these different competitions that the students attend. So one fundraising event, which is currently going on, is your advertising for businesses. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. We get businesses to sponsor us for $100, and then we will take their business card or whatever logo they want, and we'll put it on our marquee on El Paseo for a week. And the $100 helps kids like Aretha go to nationals, and the business gets advertising, and it works out for both of us.
Well, this is ongoing through June 30th?
We will advertise on the marquee all year. July is a little rough because we're not there at school, but yes, definitely through June.
What other events, fundraising events, do you hold?
We do a lot of sponsorship letters. We host the duathlon, and when we have participation in that, it could be very profitable.
And they can find out this information on your website?
We have a state website for HOSA, and our local website is currently being constructed by students at Las Cruces High School, and we don't quite have one up yet.
So how do people contact you to be able to advertise their business?
They should send an email to janderson@lcps.net. Or they can directly call the school at 527-9400 and just ask to speak to one of the HOSA advisors.
We have a Facebook page available specifically for New Mexico HOSA. It's titled NM HOSA Future Health Professionals, and there you can keep up to date with all of our events and pictures and our future pictures for this upcoming summer from our international conference.
I really appreciate you coming down and talking to us about this important chapter to help students find out more about medical fields. And again, my guests today, chapter advisor Joni Anderson, Las Cruces High School, and Las Cruces High School soon-to-be graduate and former HOSA New Mexico State officer Aretha Deng.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're both being a bridge to the community. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.